Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
I don't play this in any arrogant, hey, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm Aloe Black, I'm the man. I'm not doing it in that respect. I just, this song popped up on Shuffle earlier today. I love it. Kath hates this song. What's your problem?
I don't hate it, I just
this
don't
is a
like
great
it.
Song. I'm the man, I'm the man, the man. Yes. Okay, it's enough. Is he the dollar man? I need a dollar, a dollar, a dollar is what I need. Is that him?
I'm guessing.
I love American music. I love it. American music's the best music in the world. All right, name one country that does music better than America. One country.
What kind of music?
Music. Name one country. This is the phone in tonight. 0344 499 1000. One country that does music better than America.
I think the Russians do classical music better than America.
No, they don't. It's bombastic, over the top, and offensive. Next. Russian classical music is awful. It is so busy and loud. We get it. It's cold. You've got to play loud and keep warm. We get it.
Wow.
You're hungry. We get it. You're hungry. We get it. You're all being bugged in hotel rooms. We get it. We get it. We get it. Just calm it down a little bit, guys.
Don't like Rachmaninoff?
No, of course not. Awful. Awful.
Wow.
It's too bombastic.
Okay.
The only person who can be bombastic, and I would say they could actually get away with being mega bombastic, is Shaggy.
Mm.
That's the only person. That's the only person. No one else. No one else. Not on my watch. Certainly not on my watch. If I'm in charge of music, which I think I am, unless I dreamt it, if I'm in charge of music, then no. New one. Nobody is allowed to be a bombastic. So, no, Russian classical music is out. Next.
Orwell,
he's a writer. Wasn't even his real name. So, next. That's two strikes.
I like
that dress you're wearing today. It's pretty.
Thanks.
You're welcome. It's a compliment, in case people think it's been a little bit aggressive to my friend, my co-host, my producer, my friend, my buddy. In case people think it's been a little bit patriarchal instead of matriarchal. It's a nice dress. It's pretty. Carry on.
You just distracted me with compliments. I know what you're doing. I like flamenco music. It's not to everyone's taste.
Okay. Well, flamenco music compared
Spanish
to
Spanish are best at that.
Well, okay. I could probably find you an American that does flamenco music better than
no,
the Spaniards.
No.
But also, it's cheap, nasty, throwaway music. Are you okay? Okay. Here we go. Here's tonight's phone in. Right,
and I'm just you know what it's got that no American music's got?
It's got Duende.
Duende.
I know that.
Duende.
I know that's a joke for like three people. But why should we come down to your level? Come up to ours. Here's the thing, right? I'm just going to pick an American artist at random and we'll see who's best, right? Flamenco versus, I don't know, Willie Nelson. Who's best?
At flamenco.
Who's best at
flamenco?
No. Who's best at music?
Well, not everyone likes Willie
Who's
Nelson.
Who's best at music? Who's best at music? Willie Nelson or flamenco? Willie Nelson. You know Willie Nelson wrote... Maybe I didn't treat you quite as often
it's a boring song.
As I could.
It's a very boring song.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, you know what, Catherine? You're right. Sentiment, heartfelt sentiment is boring.
It's a boring song.
Yeah, no, you're right. Heartfelt sentiment is a boring song. So let me just to clarify, right? Just to clarify, you're telling me, right? I just want to make sure I get this right. You're telling me that this is a boring song. Okay, let's have a listen. Oh, hang on a minute. I don't know what's going on there. Hang on.
Well, if you're going to play it like this.
Hang on, who's talking?
That's my daughter.
How's that playing? Oh, that's playing on there. You're telling me this is a boring song?
They spruced it up.
Written by Willie Nelson.
Yeah, they spruced
it up. This is better than flamenco.
It's a better arrangement than he made.
This is better than flamenco.
It's not better than flamenco.
Oh, come on, guys.
If you're talking about raw emotion, flamenco is...
I'm going to be honest.
It's a lot more than that.
In fairness to the fella, I've never heard of this raw emotion. he sounds like a great performer. Rory, I'm sorry, I don't know your genre. I'll check it out over the weekend. Willie Nelson is better than flamenco. That's one man better than a whole genre. No. Next. No. Next. No. Next.
I don't agree with your premise.
But here's the thing, Catherine. I'm a man. I'm right when it comes to music.
All right, Joey.
You're a woman.
All right, Joey.
Speaking of which, let's go to Daniel. Good evening, Daniel.
Hello.
Hello, Daniel. Have we spoken before?
Yes. Yesterday we were talking about garlics and vaginas.
Garlics and vaginas! Daniel's in the house!
Yes, but I don't believe that you love Catherine.
I don't. What? You don't believe I love her? She's my best mate. She's my best mate.
Have you ever gave her flowers?
Yes, actually, yeah.
Have I?
Yeah. You got them free from Big Brother and you didn't want to take
them
home.
That's true. I have given her flowers.
But they were flowers given to me.
No, hang on, you massive sexist. You should ask her if she's ever given me flowers.
I have.
Go on. Well, let him ask it. Go on, ask it.
Well, if she was in hospital, she, you know...
Is that a threat? Are you threatening her? Do you feel threatened, Catherine?
If you were in the hospital, maybe...
You're threatening me now!
Actually, Daniel, you're not allowed to take flowers in hospital because
germs.
They're not sanitary.
They've got fleas.
No, you can buy for Marks and Spencer.
You're not allowed to take flowers into hospitals and doctors aren't allowed to wear jumpers. Long-sleeve shirts, excuse
Ties.
Me.
Ties.
No, in Victoria Station you can go to Manchester.
Yeah, you can buy them. You can buy flowers. We're not denying that. You can definitely buy flowers. That is true. You're not allowed to take them into hospital wards.
The thing I'm not allowed is go into someone's garden to smell a rose. And I do that in the summer. I go and smell the rose.
Is that a euphemism or are you actually smelling a rose?
Smelling profile, like... I know the smell of the rose because I do that. I go into the garden and I smell the rose.
Well, as you've just said, Daniel, you're not allowed to go into someone's garden and sniff their rose.
Yeah, it's true, but there's also someone in Croydon that is like the Jack the Stripper of cats.
Jack the Ripper's cats?
Jack the Stripper of cats.
In Croydon, yeah.
Oh, the Croydon cat killer. You're talking about the Croydon cat killer? I don't think he's having sex with them first.
No, but you should smell flowers.
Instead of cutting the heads off cats. I would agree with that. Yeah. That's a beautiful message.
Side note, there is an artist known as Jack the Stripper. She's she's great. And she's written a really good book, if you're into that kind of thing.
I was looking today at hiring a cleaner because I'm overwhelmed. I think I've gone wrong. I think I've hired those naked cleaners. And to make it worse, I think it's a butler in the buff. A fella. And I don't know how to cancel it. And I don't know if I want to cancel it. So we're just going to see what happens.
I think I know what's going to happen.
Party time! Would you like to come and clean my house naked, Daniel?
If I was with PG Harvey, you know, the one, you know, like Jimmy...
Polly Jane Harvey?
PJ Harvey.
Yeah, Polly Jane Harvey. Yes, that's what the PJ stands for. Yes, if you were... The singer and writer.
If you, I, Yeah, yeah. If I was with her, I would go to your house cleaning and everything.
Thank you very much, Daniel. If Daniel were PJ Harvey, he would go to my house and clean it naked and everything. Great news. Wow, isn't his mind... People, I had a lot of people the other day saying, I've got to be honest, that new Alex Lowe character, it's not as funny as Stephen Murdoch or Barry from Watford. I'm going, no, that's a real human being. That's a real human being. We haven't got anything tonight. We went to the theatre, which we'll talk about later on. No spoilers, but it was absolutely brilliant. So we have got nothing. So 0344 499 1000. That was Daniel. We've got four other calls lined up. Bless you. There'll be two more. Bless you. One more. It's gone.
I think I might be able to retain the third.
It's my switchboard... is looking a little bit like a sausage fest at the moment. It's looking a little bit like the deleted pictures on my phone. Can we please get some women to call in? Please, please. No disrespect to Jack. No disrespect to Rob. No disrespect to Ray and Alan. But it's Friday. It's spring is in the air. Spring has sprung. Feeling inspired. Feeling alive.
Where are my girls at?
We want the girls. Come on, the girl. Bring on the girls. Here come the girls. That's it. Hit girls, yeah. Girls, yeah. Girls to the left of me. Girls to the right of me. Here come the girls. Advert for Boots. 0344 499 1000. This, dear listener, is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Uncut, after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
So I ordered a bit for my Dreamcast. This is geeky. Indulge me. I ordered a thing for my Dreamcast that means you take out the hard drive, the CD reader, and you put in a flash drive. I ordered a flash drive so you can load games from a memory card. I ordered it from Hong Kong. I thought, oh, no. Oh, that's very crazy. Oh, it's dodgy. So I cancelled that, and I ordered it from Britain. I'd forgotten I'd ordered it from Britain. Well, the guys just cancelled it. What a jerk-off. Who is this loser?
Oh.
He's just cancelled it. What are you cancelled it for? Do I get my money back? The seller refunded back to your original payment method and you don't need to do anything. He cancelled it. What a jerk.
Why though? Why?
I don't know.
Does he think you're dodgy?
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Let us go to pick a number between 1 and 5.
3.
Okie dokie. That's Jack. Good evening, Jack.
Hello.
Hello, Jack. What's going on? Trouble at mill?
Well, you see, remember how I talked about them bullies?
Yes.
Yes. Well, it's not went well because I got attacked today.
Oh, no, mate, what happened?
So I was in school.
Yep.
And they went for my girlfriend.
Okay.
And they had a big water bottle. I stepped in and they splashed me with freezing cold water. And
For a second, I thought you said they slashed you. They splashed you. Okay, well, okay, which is horrendous, but not as bad as my first thought. All right, so they splashed you with freezing cold water.
And I was covered from head to toe. And I was still shaking from it because I'm like, what the heck happened?
What the heck? Right, listen, all right. I'm going to speak as a dad now. Speaking as a dad and as a human being and as a man. All right, Daniel.
Jack.
Jack. Sorry, Jack. I was thinking of Jack Daniel. I'm still thinking, I'm still stuck in that guy's head. Here's what I would like to do that I think will help this situation once and for all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pass you back to Sam. You're going to give Sam your address. I'm going to send you my nunchuckers.
Oh.
I'm going to send you my nunchuckers and I'm going to send you Way of the Dragon on DVD. You're going to fast forward to the nunchucker scene. You are going to watch it. You are going to study it and you are going to practice. And trust me, Jack, it's going to hurt. You're going to smack the back of your head. You're going to smack your ghoulies. You're going to hurt. But in about 3 or 4 months of hard training, you will be able to destroy those bullies with my nunchuckers. Catherine, anything to say to that? Probably not.
I'm not sure we need to weaponise Jack just
okay, yet. Okay. Controversial. Carry on.
But I see what you mean there.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking if we are going to weaponise him, we should go for shuriken.
May, I like your style. How are you at throwing, Jack? Are you any good with throwing? Would you be good at... Are you good at throwing a ball? Can you hit your target?
Well, considering I kicked the ball and knocked the boy's teeth out by accident, yeah.
All right, then pointy, sharp stars are perfect. So what we're going to do is we're going to send you some lethal throwing stars. I'm going to chuck in what the ninjas used to do to keep it authentic, a little jar of poison, then you dip the spikes in the poison so that actually doesn't just hurt them, it kills them.
Yeah.
And that's what you're going to do. You're going to destroy them with an ancient shuriken and ninja poison, Jack.
Okay, okay.
Did you think that could work?
Alternatively...
Oh, yeah. Hang on a minute. Catherine's bringing in a third option.
Only yours.
You could tell the teacher.
That's not anger. That's not actually about that. I still prefer the chucks, but that's actually not a terrible idea.
Well, I actually haven't thought of that.
That's not.
Come on, it's the first thing.
That's not actually a bad idea.
You know, have a word, for heaven's sake.
Have a word. Have a word.
Have a word while it's only water they're splashing you
have
with.
Have a word. Have a word. What do you reckon? Are you going to have a word?
Yep.
All right, you go and have a word. If that doesn't work, you get back in touch. We're going to send you some lethal and slightly illegal weapons, OK?
OK.
Jack, you're a good man. I like your calls. You're one of my favourite callers. You got this, buddy. Enjoy the weekend. Kath, high five.
Good. Yes, mate.
Good hosting. Good hosting there. All right. Yeah. Very positive vibe tonight. Very positive.
You know what that is? That's a problem solved already. I'm feeling confident.
I am just ordering another one of these things. Thanks a lot, guys, for screwing up my weekend. I am thinking we can solve a lot of problems tonight, and I'm very, very happy to do so. Let's try Rob. Good evening, Rob.
Hello, Ian. It's Rob from Preston with Fiona and the Four Dogs. How are you doing?
Amazing.
Okay, I can't.
It's Rob at the Four Dogs.
Your phone is breaking up. Hello?
Oh, can you?
Nope.
Hear me now?
Nope.
Hello?
There we go. Now we got you there.
Right, good. Yeah, it's Rob the dog and Fiona. She's saying hi from Hampton.
She sounds like you've got her locked up in the boot of the car. what can we do for you, Rob?
Hang on.
This call ain't going to last long, trust me. Hello?
I'm going for Willie Nelson.
Sorry?
I'm going for Willie Nelson.
What for? What's he done to you? What do you mean going for him? You're going to go and kill him?
No. He lived in a trailer with Merle Haggard when he was bankrupt.
Here we go.
Willie
Facts. 03444991000. Willie Facts.
And he became successful in the end. He was bankrupt. He lived in an old garage with Willie Nelson and got a big time.
Catherine, hang on a second, Rob. Catherine?
Yeah.
Did Flamenco live in a caravan?
Yes!
With gypsies! With Merle Haggard.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
So there you go. Was it bankrupt and then became successful?
Yes.
Does it smoke a lot of weed?
Yes!
She's trying to be controversial.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
They did it before Willie Nelson.
You're shock jocking. We don't shock jock on this show. No shock jockery.
Anyway, Ian, would you like to hear a joke about Russians?
No.
No, thanks, Rob. Let's go to Ray. Good evening, Ray.
I'm going to vote for Flamenco.
Good. Ridiculous music.
That's not quite flamenco, but that's groovy. Thank you.
OK, well, then there you go. You've got a genre. If someone phoned up and said, I'm going to go for Willie Nelson and then played some Kris Kristofferson, I'd go... I'd know that that wasn't Willie Nelson. I didn't know that wasn't flamenco, which just shows you how insipid the music of the Spaniards are.
There are different varieties.
Is? Mm-hmm. I think flamenco has... All right. OK, this is how we do it. we put on two concerts. Willie Nelson and flamenco.
Uh-huh.
And flamenco would have less...
Fewer?
No, flamenco would have less concert goers than Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson's doing a very big concert soon. I don't think flamenco is.
I wouldn't go and see Willie Nelson.
I've seen... Okay, all right, fine, here we go again. I've seen flamenco in the backyard of a crappy restaurant. I've not seen Willie Nelson there. So I just think... I think that one actually silences the argument. That one silences the argument. The argument
this
is done.
This wasn't the argument. The argument was, name me a country that does music better than America. And I said, Spain does flamenco better than America.
On flamenco and Willie Nelson. And so I'm just...
You brought Willie into
I'm
this.
I'm just riding your ass.
Huh?
Let's go to Alan. Good evening, Alan.
Hi, boss. Hi, Kev.
Uh-oh, who's died?
No, me mum's back in hospital.
Hey.
Yeah, she went in tonight.
Oh, mate, I'm sorry to hear that. What's wrong?
Too much water in the belly and water in the bum.
Whoa.
And she's got dodgy kidneys as well.
How did she get water up her bum?
No, water in the bum.
The question still stands. How did she get water in the bum?
Because her kidneys are not working.
Aha! Well, they can do... My youngest, when he was a baby, his kidneys weren't working. They fixed him. They can fix them.
Yeah, me and my dad worried.
Yeah, of course you're worried. That's good. That's because you love her. But they can work miracles these days, Alan. What did the doctor say?
Well, my dad said... He was waiting for her to go on to a ward. So we're going to ring his mobile, let her know what ward she's on.
Beautiful.
We're going to go visit her.
All right, brilliant. Well, listen.
And my vote's for Willie Nelson.
Thank you very much indeed, Alan. We're sending our best vibes to your mum. We send thoughts to your mum. We send positive healing energy to your mum. We ring the bell for your mum. And I think she's going to be all right, Alan. You hang in there, buddy. You hang in there. Well, there we go. 0344 499 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Late night alternative. Switchboard is empty for the first time this evening. Catherine's eyes have opened wide. I think she's just realised just how popular Mr. William Nelson actually is. So that's that argument sorted. Willie Nelson is better than Spain at music. You can give us a call about anything you want. This is Talk Radio.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Weekends with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio. Weekends with Penny Smith. Saturday and Sunday morning from 7. On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
the radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
03444991000. We have absolutely nothing planned for the show. We came in a little bit late, just after nine, and we had some food. And Catherine started getting the papers out and looking online, and I said, no, don't do that. Let's just wing it tonight. Let's just wing it more than we usually do. Glenn, stay there. I'll come to you in a second. Because we went to the theatre tonight. We went to the theatre to see a play that I saw, I think, about 10 years ago. I don't really remember much about it. No spoilers, OK? It's in London again. It was in the West End when I saw it. It's at the Lyric Hammersmith thing. Ghost Stories, right? And you would think that a play couldn't be scary because it's a play. It's a play. Films can be scary because of editing and music and the jump scares and all of that stuff. But a play... Nah. But when I saw it 10 years ago, I remember a lot of jumping and a lot of, oh my God. And then I saw it just popped up on my Facebook feed. It was an actual Facebook advert that I clicked on and went, oh, do you know what? I fancy that. And I fancied it because A, I didn't really remember it very well. And B, I know that Catherine Boyle, my mate, is, you jump at anything, don't you?
Yeah. So... I instantly, well, first of all, I was flattered that you would, take me to see something that I've never seen before. Yeah, it's always nice to go to the theatre. It's always fun.
It's always fun. Unless it's Shakespeare. Oh, God.
I like Shakespeare,
boring.
Too.
Boring.
No, great. Dull. I would also enjoy that.
Oh.
Anyway.
Oh, forsooth, sirrah, I wish to speak to you in iambic pentameter. I speak to you in iambic pentameter. What is this secret that she does betray with her eyes? Methinks she has feelings for me, but how can I be sure? One must first of all gather the evidence before confronting her. Shh! Here come the guards.
You weirdo.
I'm not quoting Shakespeare. That's weird, is it? Quoting Shakespeare.
You're the face you were doing was weird.
Was acting,
and the voice you were
face.
Doing was weird.
My acting voice.
And the gestures you were doing were weird.
They were weird gestures, I'm going to give you that, yeah.
Then I realised that you were taking me because you'd like to torment me, and you know that I'm an absolute wetter when it comes to things like this.
Yeah.
So I...
Oh, unprofessional. That's Catherine making that noise.
It wasn't me.
Yes, it was. That's the producer of the show.
It wasn't me. It was John Lewis sending me an email. Okay. I will not buy any more. Mm. Just the turn your mobile phone off thing got me.
Oh, that today. Was that made us jump. Is the turn your mobile phone off announcement?
Also, the fact that there was no one sitting in the seats behind me. I was thinking there might be an ambush at some point.
It was a shame that. I mean, I think they're doing two shows tonight. I think they're doing a later one as well. But the theatre was only half full, which is a shame because it's such a good play. It's written by Andy Nyman, who some of you will recognise the name. You Google him, you'll recognise him. He co-wrote it and he was in it when I saw it 10 years ago. Done a lot of work with Darren Brown. And he's brilliant. He's been in loads of TV programmes and stuff. And it was so good. It was so good. I'm not going to say anything about it because I don't want to spoil it. You can get tickets. You can also, these tickets were 40 odd quid, but there was a load of cheaper tickets. It's a really small theatre as well, the Lyric Hammersmith. So even if you get the cheaper seats, you're going to see it all. You're not going to miss out by sitting at the top at the back. Man, it was good. It was only 85 minutes long. It was short.
No interval.
Yeah. Short.
That's another thing that scared me when they said, once you're in, you're in, and if you come out, you're not allowed to go back in again.
Yeah.
I thought, whoa.
Yeah.
Do people run out then?
Oh, it was so good, man. I remembered a couple of bits came back to me when I was watching it, but I'd forgotten all the jumps. And it was thoroughly, thoroughly recommended. A lot of it, this isn't a spoiler, but a lot of it is just done by killing all the lights on the stage and someone using a torch.
Yeah.
That is enough. To create, you wouldn't think that would be scary, but that's enough. As soon as the lights went down and the torch comes on, everyone's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, what's it going to catch in the beam?
And the light shining directly in your eyes. It was so good. Thoroughly, thoroughly. Where does Ricky keep? I keep going to go to Ricky. I'll call him. Let me call this guy.
What's he doing?
He keeps putting the phone down. Just as we're about to go to him. I'm calling. Jeez, this guy's going to get what not. Ricky in Glasgow. Here we go.
Hello?
What do you keep putting the phone down for, Rick?
I'm sorry, pal. I'll have to go now. I say, no, not your fault. It's time of night and there's somebody wanting a wee bit of attention. So forgive me there, will you, please? I need to go.
But you only rang up about 5 minutes ago.
I know.
And your lover's so calling for you.
Pardon?
Your lover is calling for you. He or she can't wait any longer.
I'll say no more.
Okay.
I'll say no more.
All right.
Take care.
You have a great time. Here we go, Steve. Saw Ghost Stories in 2015 with my other half as a birthday outing for moi. Although it's technically very good and sets and cast are great, we were the only people in the theatre who didn't jump once. We found all the jump scares predictable. Steve.
Well, Steve,
you're obviously wrong. You're obviously wrong. Oh, art is subjective. Not this isn't. This is brilliant. And you're wrong, Steve. Let's go to Sam. Good evening, Sam.
Good day, sir. How are we doing?
Very, very well, Sam. I'm inspired after seeing some wonderful art this evening. I'm inspired. Got a busy weekend ahead of me. Going to be creative this weekend. I might be going to Leicester to hang out with some ghost hunters and do a seance.
That sort of ties into what I'm ringing about. Really.
There we go. Go on.
Yeah, I'll just get in first. A long time listener, second time caller.
I'm hovering over the bell, but that's not a thing. It's not a thing.
No, a bell. Can I?
It's not, bell. Mate. It's not a thing.
Bell, please.
It's the first time, long time listener, second time caller is not a thing.
Okay. No. I was after the bell. I was after a bell.
You're not getting a bell. It's not a thing.
Okay, no worries. That's the bell out of the window. I'll take that.
You're not
off.
Getting the bell!
Just forget the bell, for God's sake.
Just next time you phone up, lie and say, long-time listener, first-time caller, and you get the bell.
I definitely heard someone on the podcast get a bell for a long-time listener, second time caller.
No, you did not! Not on this show!
Okay.
Libeling me.
No, that's fine. I'll wait for the bell.
There is no bell! You're not getting a bell! You're a bell!
No, thanks, okay.
And we diffuse the tension. Apart from the bell, which you're not getting, what else do you want?
And my mug. I'll be getting my mug soon. I've ordered my mug.
A mug. You're getting a mug, definitely.
Yeah.
But just to say, some people will be getting their merchandise and their membership cards tomorrow. There are about 8 people in the first batch that haven't got your membership cards. We just kind of skipped you by accident. You'll get those next week.
I've ordered mine half an hour ago.
If you've just ordered yours half an hour ago, then you're probably going to get your stuff probably middle of next week.
Brilliant.
I'm going to sign a load more cards. Well, we've signed the cards. I'm going to put the names on them. Scott's going to give me all the names tomorrow. I'm going to put the names on, laminate them, and they should get sent out soon. You've only got until Tuesday, guys. Once Tuesday goes, that's it. You don't get the membership cards with the orders anymore.
I'm in. I've got one. I nearly went for the T-shirt, but I'm sort of 6'5" and 25 stone, so I thought 3XL might not fit. So
well,
like
you never know.
For a card,
right.
You know.
Well, you enjoy the mug. We thank you for the support. We appreciate it.
No, it's all good. So the ghost hunting thing kind of ties in. I know I only ever listen to the podcast because I work. I get up at 2:30 in the morning for work, so I only get to listen to the podcast, which you've extended to sort of nearly an hour, I've noticed recently. Is that going to be a regular thing, just briefly?
Have we extended the podcast to an hour?
Shh, no.
Cut it back to 25 right. minutes. Don't give these losers too much.
I do no longer because we left out a couple and I needed to make a best of.
Okay, so...
Can we keep it going with an hour?
Not an hour, but I can push it
a
little...
It just for an hour and a half.
No, certainly not. It will be... the hour ones will be like the bonus ones, but the other ones have been getting to like 45 minutes.
All right.
If that's not the case, can I get a bell just quickly before...
Well, you're not getting a bell. What? You're getting a bell because you the podcasts are an hour? This guy is insane. Dear God, Sam.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. So the not a bell, definitely not a bell.
He's giving Sam's a bad name. You give Sam's a bad name.
Sam's a good Sounds a good name. Sounds a good name. The ghost hunting thing. I have in the past. You've put in requests for like guests, people that you think,
yes,
like people to put in a guest request. Now, I'm not like I'm not into all this sort of like speaking to the other side. I've never been a believer. Never done it until I came across this chap. He was sort of swayed me back really into thinking that maybe there is,
okay, go on,
sort of life on it. Yeah, and it's really got me hooked, to be honest with you.
Dr. Hook has convinced you that there is life after death.
No, this guy, I've only came across him about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he's just phenomenal, to be honest with you. His name, you might have heard him in your celebrity circles. His name's Clinton Baptiste. I've heard a couple of his podcasts and seen a couple of things on YouTube, and he's very convincing, I have to say. And I was just wondering, about it's just a request,
this is,
really.
This is a very, very sore point you've happened upon.
Oh, right.
Very sore.
I've invited Clinton Baptiste on this show, right?
Right.
He told me, spoke to him, he said, I can't come on. I don't think Peter Kay would let me.
Oh.
Right? That's what he told me.
Okay.
Can't come on. And I don't think Peter Kay would let me. And then Catherine?
What happened last week?
Oh.
He was on the Chris Moyle show.
He was, yes.
Yeah. Peter Kay let him do that. I asked him directly. And let's be honest, I kick-started that guy's career. I asked him directly.
Wow.
I'd like to, but I don't think... I think it could be tricky with Peter Kay.
Yeah, let me get back to you.
Yeah, I just think it's going to be a bit tricky and all of this. And,
why? I thought Peter Kay was comedy. Why did he get involved in something so serious?
I don't... Well, Peter Kay, as we know, is a mind that... He likes to experience other things.
Right.
I'm just seeing if I've still got the... I haven't got the messages. I deleted the message in a fit of pique.
That seems a little underhand, doesn't it? That really.
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
it does.
It's not. It's remember your roots, really. Now,
it's remember your Owambo. Remember your Owambo. yeah, exactly. No, he's a scumbag. He is a scumbag. So he's welcome. He's welcome. But it looks like...
You know what's going to happen? We'll hear him on Howard Hughes.
Yeah, probably.
Yes.
We will.
Yeah. He'll take him seriously.
Hey, Sam, do you want me to hit the bell for you?
If you wouldn't mind.
No, I'm not going to do it, mate. Get lost. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03444991000. You're being very generous. We've come in even more empty-handed than usual, and you're ringing in your droves. It's still a sausage fest, so I'm aware that we kind of we're one of the few shows on this station and in speech radio. Normally, the percentage is for phone-in shows is something like 70-30. Is that about right? Mm-hmm. Men to women. 70% men,
30%
women.
Listeners, yeah.
In terms of listeners. Callers is slightly different. Callers, it's like 90% men, generally. But this show is about 55% men, 45% women. It may even be a little bit closer than that, actually. I think it's a little bit closer than that, which is unique in this genre of radio, and is something we are very, very proud of. Definitely, it's great that we, I have moments where perhaps I get a little blokish, but I try and stray away from that, and we try and stray away from, kind of the usual shock jockery memes and all of those kind of things. And it's a little bit more human, not humane. You see, that's the difference we were talking about yesterday. But it's just blokes phoning in at the moment. Let's go to Glenn's been waiting for ages. Good evening, Glenn.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Kath. This is member 120 calling for duty.
Yes, it is.
There's the bell. What can we do for you, number 120?
I've come empty-handed. I'm just phoning to say thank you for this lovely T-shirt I'm wearing.
Well, listen, thank you for the support. Which one did you go for? The Motorcycle Club?
Yeah.
There we go.
I got it in purple.
Beautiful.
It suits me, I would say.
Beautiful.
And dimensions are good because it's not obvious that I'm now developing love handles at the
This is it. You say I always go for an XL T-shirt because it just kind of covers. I mean, I've got broad shoulders, but it just kind of covers anything that's going on down there. I was inspired by Nelly's call yesterday. Nelly's teamed up with a couple of people on Twitter, listeners to the show, to lose a bit of weight. So while I was thinking, well, I might get involved in that. Actually, no, I probably won't. But he's inspired me to just, right, chocolate is going for a bit, burgers is going for a bit, lattes is going for a bit. I'm just gonna get. I don't want to feel ashamed when I look at myself in the mirror, Glenn. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get that.
It happens, though. It happens. We get old, and these things happen. Well, I'm glad you enjoy. I'm glad you're liking it. We are blown away by the support and everybody's bought stuff. And thank you. We can't say thank you enough.
Yeah, and it's good. I'm happy to have my membership card. And as a teacher, you know, my pupils are somewhat impressed that the bloke from I'm a Celebrity has sent me a T-shirt and a card. I didn't personally package it, but they genuinely are impressed.
Well,
by it. So it's
there you go. That's that. I've still got a little bit of cachet with the kids. I'm down with the kids. Nice one, Glenn. Well, thank you, man, and thank you for letting us know.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. And by the way, I'm enjoying the archive, the Ian Lee archive that's been put up online.
Oh, yeah, that's Matty's. My mate Matty does that. He kind of trawls everything and puts everything up. I can't remember what the URL is, but someone will remind me, and I'll... and it's also on Spotify and iTunes. It's basically everything audio, pretty much every bit of audio I've ever done. Radio shows, podcasts, interviews, all of that kind of stuff. It's all up there.
I would definitely recommend it. I mean, I've found the occasional phone call that I've made to you from my late teens.
No! Wow!
Being very drunk. I've started to kind of save them all. It's a weird, obsessive thing.
No. It's not weird.
It's nice to have them.
Exactly. Save them. If you come across yourself on them, clip it, save it, and then I don't know what your plans are in life, but maybe you'll have kids or grandkids or whatever, nieces and nephews, I don't know. Play that to them, man. That because I know my dad used to phone up LBC a couple of times. I remember him telling me he pulled over once on the way home to phone up because he was really angry with something. I'd love a recording of that. That's treasure you got. It's not treasure now. That's a bit of coal. It's a little bit of coal.
Yeah,
but in about 15, 20, 30 years' time, that's going to be a diamond.
But honestly, it's been a gateway to memories because I find stuff from 10 years ago speaking to you, and then I remember where I was standing and how many drinks I'd had that night. I remember speaking to you the day that Frank Sidebottom died.
Oh.
And that's going back now. Yeah. But I remember where I was that night and how drunk I was. And it's lovely to go back and revisit that.
Glenn, keep hold of those. And thank you for sharing your memories. I appreciate it.
A pleasure. Have a great night, all right?
Thank you, mate. Cheers. Bye-bye.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already. Excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.